Lesson 5 in creating loving ecosystems is that we must understand the role of organisms in system recovery. There are groups of organisms which we could call the primary organisms in system recovery. And these organisms are those with collective consciousness. Understanding the role of recovery organisms is essential to rebuilding ecosystems. Most primary organisms involved in recovery have collective rather than individual consciousness. Most of these creatures do not have a central nervous system. Most of the creatures do not have a spirit body. They include things such as microorganisms in the ground, such as bacteria, fungus, microbes, soil-based creatures such as worms, ants, white ants, etc. They include plants that prepare the environment, weeds or bushes or trees that seem to be weeds, that seem to not have a purpose or a role. These particular weeds, trees and bushes are plants that prepare the environment. They give things to the environment. Also, there are above ground and airborne creatures, insects and spiders, etc., that supply support to the primary organisms in the environment. To understand how a system recovers, we must understand first that these primary organisms need to be in abundance and they need to be supported in order for a system to recover. Now, secondary organisms in system recovery are generally those with more individual consciousness. These usually are larger organisms, organisms usually that are larger than the size of a mouse, mammals generally. These are what I would call secondary organisms in system recovery. Now, without assistance from the primary recovery organisms, no secondary organisms can easily survive. Even humans ourselves cannot survive without the primary recovery organisms being in abundance. Other creatures, such as humans and others with individual intelligence, also cannot survive without there being an abundance within the primary recovery organisms. And secondary organisms, of which humans really are a part, can only survive without human intervention once there is abundance created by the primary recovery organisms. Now, obviously, we want to reduce the amount of human intervention in a system. The more we reduce human intervention in a system, the more chance there is that the system itself will be in balance. In addition, reducing human intervention means that humans have more time to do more enjoyable things in the system. We have more time to discover truth. We have more time to live our lives. We have more time to do the things we love doing. If we are always having to provide support to other organisms, then it's going to be very, very difficult for us to have huge amounts of time available for our own pursuits. So introducing larger creatures into an environment without having properly prepared the environment will result in these larger creatures either dying, subsisting, or being dependent upon human intervention for survival. And when I refer to these larger creatures, I'm referring to any creature larger than the biggest earth or air-based primary recovery organism. So we're talking even very small creatures right the way through to large mammals. And introducing trees and other plant life that require specific soil and environmental conditions without having a system that supports their existence will result in constant maintenance being required by humans, constant human intervention. In other words, there are many organisms that are even plant-based organisms that require supporting organisms, the primary organisms in system recovery, in order to survive. So lesson 5 is that we must understand the role of specific organisms in system recovery. We cannot expect secondary organisms to exist in abundance or have abundance without there being abundance in primary organisms in system recovery. And the primary organisms in system recovery are those with collective consciousness who understand how to react to environmental discrepancies, environmental issues and problems. It is very important as humans that we understand the role of these organisms and that our primary effort is in supporting these particular organisms first, because we know that these have the intelligence to provide the recovery of the rest of the system.